V-36, ELF Headquarters, Beijing, China. Well, Maria Janzik excitedly spoke into her camera. Within the next hour or so, we expected to be introducing live coverage of the Triangle's public unveiling, but that much-anticipated event is no longer on the cards. The hubbub behind Maria, with international reporters fighting for position and raising their voices to be heard, strongly suggested that there was more to this story than an event being canceled. And we've just been told by the ELF's press office that this postponement, delaying the Triangle's presentation, has been agreed in light of the GCC's recent efforts to find common ground. It was stressed to us in no uncertain terms that scientific access to the Triangles will not be extended to scientists from GCC member states quite yet, but Ding Ziyang is willing to sit around a table with William Godfrey to discuss the regrettable divisions that have been exposed in recent days. There is a natural sense of anticlimax here on the ground in Beijing, Maria continued, ready to conclude her short bulletin before handing back to the ACN in-studio analysis team. But when the dust has settled, relief may well sink in. Around the world, interest in these triangles is understandably sky high, and the desire to see them with our own eyes is something we haven't felt since the hoaxed plaques were revealed in Argentina. But these triangles are not lost. They are still in our possession, with the greatest hope of all perhaps being that our possession will soon mean the collective possession of humanity as a whole, rather than the possession of one of two pretenders to a global throne, which many believe should be filled by a certain and apparently reluctant third party. For ACN at the ELF, I'm Maria Janzik.